What's up, everybody? Josh Grisham live alongside Nerd Informants Media. We're bringing you Hollywood's brightest stars and music's biggest names right here. I'm answering the call weekly. It's Hollywood Calling with Josh Grisham on the Branson Podcast Network and all major podcast platforms.
And good morning to everybody listening out there across Ozark Mountain Country. And I am delighted to be joined by an incredibly talented actress. I think many out there in the fandom community know her from her role on Arrow and also Shadowhunters. I am joined this morning by the incredibly talented and the beautiful Catherine McNamara. Catherine, good morning.
Good morning. Well, that was such a lovely welcome. Thank you.
Well, you are very welcome, young lady. I appreciate you waking up early and making time for us here. You've got a big tour, and here's the thing for you, Catherine. We have got about 9 minutes, and I thought to myself, I could do just the standard interview with Catherine McNamara, but with your career and everything that you've done in your life, I wanted to kind of spice things up for you a little bit. Have you seen Vogue's series, 73 Questions? Have you seen that?
I have.
You have. Well, if you would indulge me, I know we've got a limited amount of time. I'd like to do my version of that, except it's going to be 36 and a half questions. Are you game?
I'm so game. You know what? I'm just happy to be talking to Missouri because that's my home state. So
right on. Well, let's get into it. First things first, how are you doing? Are you staying safe and well in the middle of COVID-19?
I am. I am social distancing on my own. So I've just been trying to stay busy and stay creative and proactive as much as I can.
Right on. Going back in time, tell me, popular or not popular in high school?
Not cool popular, but I was very social.
Right on, right on. Best subject in high school?
Math.
Math. Okay, I'm jealous of you because I was horrible at math. Favorite part of working on Broadway at such a young age?
Just getting to be a part of that community and getting to spend so much time with Elaine Stritch and Angela Lansbury and Catherine Zeta-Jones and Bernadette Peters. Just learning from those leading ladies.
And those name drops are absolutely epic, if I may say so. If you weren't acting, what job do you think you'd have in finance or possibly science literature?
I would be in developmental economics.
Developmental economics. I like that. I like that. Hardest form of dance that you have ever tried?
Hardest for me was hip-hop because I did ballet from the time I was 2, so my body just doesn't really move that way.
You are so much better than me when it comes to hip-hop dance. If I tried that, I'd be taking Advil constantly, and I'd probably throw out a hip. Biggest philanthropy or charity that you're passionate about?
Actually, lately I've been so thrilled to be getting more involved with the Big Slick, which I'm sure you're familiar with given the proximity. You know, there's so many amazing actors and comedians from Kansas City between Paul Rudd, Will Forte, David Koechner, Jason Sudeikis, Rob Riggle, and Eric Stone Street. And they all started this yearly charity event to give back to the local children's hospital, Children's Mercy. And every year they bring people in for a weekend of fundraising. And we usually raise about $2.5 million in about 2 days.
Best thing about your hometown of Kansas City?
Best thing? The fresh air and the barbecue, probably.
Good choice. I was hoping you'd say barbecue. Best thing about Los Angeles?
Best thing about Los Angeles, I would say the fact that there's so many different kinds of terrain activities. You know, you can go to the beach, or you can go hike in the mountains, or you can drive 20 minutes and be in the middle, or to drive a short distance and be in the middle of the desert. There's always a really diverse group of people to socialize with.
Truly the state that has it all. First thing that you do in the morning?
Usually eat breakfast.
All right. So now, is that a regular thing? You don't skip breakfast?
No. Breakfast is my favorite meal of the day. And I also love, I get up really early most mornings because before the craziness of any day begins, I love to just take my time, have a cup of coffee, make an omelet, and just, you know, wake up slowly with the world. Have a moment of quiet.
I need to live my life that way. What helps you pass the time in quarantine during COVID-19?
I've been doing a lot of creative working out at home. I built a treadmill a few weeks ago. Some experimental baking, organizing my house, and just trying to be creative as much as possible.
A beauty regimen that you swear by?
I always say, because I wear so much makeup for work and I do all of these different things, I'm often sweating in makeup, cleaning your skin and keeping it healthy is so important and something that people forget about. Just making sure that, you know, all your makeup is off and you're taking care of your skin and moisturizing and it's, you know, your skin, you only have one skin to last a lifetime.
The movie that you could watch over and over again?
I'll give you a top three. My three favorite movies are Gilda with Rita Hayworth, Princess Bride, and Usual Suspects.
Oh, right on. And you're going to be in trouble, too, because Princess Bride comes to Disney Plus on May 1st, so that's probably going to be lighting up your queue, I can only imagine.
I'm so excited.
The best book that you've read recently or are currently reading?
The Alchemist.
Oh, good choice. Good choice. Where should everyone travel to?
Everyone should... Oh, there's so many places. Well, Kansas City. Missouri, of course.
Right on.
I would say St. Lucia is one of my favorite places in the world. It's so gorgeous. It's literally Neverland personified. Or if you want a place with more history, Paris is always a good idea.
Oh, I've got to get out of the country. Who is inspiring you right now?
You know, with this whole COVID-19 period that's happening right now, there's so many people that are inspiring me. Whether it's, you know, the healthcare workers that are on the front lines every day, tirelessly working to heal the world, or people like Josh Gad on Twitter and Instagram, and people like Jennifer Garner and Amy Adams, who have started doing things as simple as reading storybooks live on social media so that families have something to do that's new and exciting every day. Just the fact that people are able to come together as a community through technology and get through this is amazing.
If you could play anyone in the DC cinematic universe, who would it be?
Other than Mia Smoke. I've always wanted to play Batgirl.
Oh, good choice. Good choice. I was thinking probably something on the Sony Pictures side of things. Maybe something alongside Tom Holland and Spider-Man. But, hey, the future could call.
I'm down for that, too.
Right on. Best advice your parents ever gave you?
My mom has always known that I love quotes. And when I was a little kid, she put a quote on my wall. What is popular is not always right. What is right is not always popular. And when I was little, I didn't fully understand how it meant. But as I got to be a teenager and then into my 20s, it took on such a greater meaning, and that is something I've carried with me and always will.
Something that you keep with you at all times.
There's a necklace that my grandfather gave me. He built an airplane in his retirement, and I have a necklace that's an insignia of a attitude meter, which is the instrument that tells how straight the wings of the plane are. And he wrote me this beautiful card because I just moved away from home and said, you know, as long as you keep your wings straight, you'll be fine. And that means so much to me, so I always take it with me.
The one thing you can't live without?
Probably apples and coffee. You know, if anybody knows me, if there's anything that I can run on, it's apples and coffee.
Your favorite thing about Stephen Amell?
He's unequivocally upfront and honest. No matter what, he will tell you what he thinks. And I find that it's not something you always get in this industry, and I find it so refreshing. He just has the biggest heart and the utmost highest standard for professionalism for his work.
The hardest thing about saying goodbye to Arrow?
It was saying goodbye to the people. You know, the hardest thing about saying goodbye to any show, I did it with Shadow Hunters a few years ago now, and then having to do it again with Arrow so soon. When you work on a show, especially one like Arrow or Shadow Hunters, where you're in the trenches covered in fake blood and sweat and tears, muscling out this show, you form such bonds with the crew and with the cast and with everyone involved that it's hard to say goodbye when you see these people more than you do your family half the time.
All right, Catherine, it's the lightning round. We got just about a minute left. Let's see if we can get through them here. Genre of film you'd most like to be in that you haven't done yet?
Horror.
Good choice. What's an item on your bucket list?
Travel to as many places as possible.
A skill that you have that surprises everyone?
I knit.
Very cool. I cannot knit. What's an exciting thing going on in your life right now?
I think I finally have a system of organization for my closet.
What is your current music obsession?
Dua Lipa's album is incredible.
How do you unwind when you get to return home to Kansas City?
I sit in my grandmother's kitchen and eat whatever baked goods she has made and just talk and laugh and hear old stories about my family.
Favorite decade?
The 60s.
Very good choice. Not what I expected. Very good choice. Good news or bad news, who was the first person you call?
My mom.
And what is the weirdest thing you've ever read about yourself?
I read once that I played basketball in middle school, and I'm terrible at basketball, and I'm very short.
When do you feel most beautiful?
I feel most beautiful when I'm surrounded by people I love and laughing and having a good time. Usually game nights bring that out in me.
Catherine McNamara, young lady, you have been an absolute delight to have on the show with us this morning. Thank you so much for playing our version of Vogue's 73 questions. We did it in half the time with 8 minutes. Catherine, before I let you go so you can get to your next stop on the tour, what is the best way for your fans to stay connected to all things Catherine McNamara?
Follow me on Twitter at @Kat_McNamara or Instagram at @Kat.McNamara, or on Spotify, I just released a new song called Just Like James. It's an old one, but it's all to benefit World Health Organization. And Google's matching any donations that are made.
I'm going to put it on my Spotify playlist. Catherine, thank you for your time, and I hope we've inspired somebody out there on the national level, and we hope Vogue gives you a call real soon.
Let's hope. Thank you.
Take care. How about that? Arrow actress Catherine McNamara hanging out with us on the show. And of course, we did it. We got our questions in there. You think about it, using only 8 minutes worth of time, we have to cover a lot of ground with such a talented actress. Again, you can learn more about Catherine McNamara on Twitter. Give her a follow at @Kat.McNamara. And of course, check out her music on Spotify.